Leviticus chapter 16. Then the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they drew near before the Lord and died. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron your brother that he may not at just any time enter into the holy place inside the curtain before the mercy seat that is on top of the ark, or he will die. For I will appear in the cloud above the mercy seat. In this way Aaron is to enter the holy place, with a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He must put on the holy linen tunic with the linen undergarments next to his body, and he shall be wrapped with the linen sash and put on the linen head turban. They are holy garments, so he must bathe his body in water before he puts them on. Aaron must take from the congregation of the Israelites two male goats for a sin offering and one ram for a burnt offering. Then Aaron will present the bull for his own sin offering and make atonement for himself and his household. Then he must take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Aaron must cast lots over the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other for Azazel. Then Aaron must present the goat which the lot designated for the Lord and offer it for a sin offering. But the goat which the lot designated for Azazel shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement over it by sending it away for Azazel into the wilderness. Then Aaron must present his own bull for a sin offering to make atonement for himself and his household. He must slaughter the bull as a sin offering for himself. Then he must take a censer full of burning coals from off the altar before the Lord and two handfuls of crushed sweet incense and bring them inside the inner curtain. Then he must put the incense on the fire before the Lord, so that the smoke of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the ark of the testimony, so he does not die. Then he must take some of the bull's blood and sprinkle it with his finger on the east front side of the mercy seat, and in front of the mercy seat he must sprinkle some of the blood with his finger seven times. Then he must slaughter the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring its blood inside the inner curtain, and do with its blood the same as he did with the bull's blood, sprinkling it on the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat. In this manner he will make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the Israelites and because of their rebellion in regard to all their sins. He must do the same for the tent of meeting that dwells with them in the midst of their uncleanness. No one must enter the tent of meeting when he enters to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out and has made atonement for himself, his household, and all the assembly of Israel. Then he must come out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it. He shall take some of the bull's blood and the goat's blood and put it on each of the horns of the altar. Then he must sprinkle some of the blood on the altar with his finger seven times and cleanse and consecrate it from the uncleanness of the Israelites. When he has made an end of atoning for the holy place, the tent of meeting, and the altar, he must present the live goat. Then Aaron shall lay his hands on the head of the live goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the Israelites and all the rebellions in regard to all their sins. So he is to put them on the head of the goat, then send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man standing ready to do it. Then the goat shall bear on it all their iniquities to a solitary place, and he shall release the goat into the wilderness. Then Aaron shall enter the tent of meeting, and shall take off the linen garments that he put on when he went into the holy place, and leave them there. He must bathe his body in water in a holy place, put his normal clothes back on, and come out and offer his burnt offering and the burnt offering for the people, and make atonement for himself and the people. The fat of the sin offering he must burn on the altar. The one who released the goat to Azazel must wash his clothes, bathe his body in water, and afterward he may re-enter the camp. the bull of the sin offering and the goat of the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, must be carried outside the camp, and they will burn its skin, internal organs, and dung. The one who burned them must wash his clothes, bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he may re-enter the camp. This will be a statute for you forever, that in the seventh month, on the 10th day of the month, you must deny yourselves and do no work whatsoever, neither the citizen or the foreigner who resides among you. On this day atonement will be made for you, to cleanse you. You shall be clean before the Lord from all your sins. It is a Sabbath of solemn rest to you, and you shall deny yourselves. It is a statute forever. Then the priest who is anointed and consecrated as priest in his father's stead will make the atonement, wearing the linen garments, even the holy garments. Then he must make atonement for the holy sanctuary, and he must make atonement for the tent of meeting and the altar, and he must make atonement for the priests and all the people of the congregation. This will be an everlasting statute for you, to make atonement for the Israelites because of all their sins once in the year. So Moses did just as the Lord commanded him.